The right to life and the defence of the family based on marriage between a man and a woman were the topics of Pope Benedict XVI's Andrus address this Sunday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, la vita, che è opera di Dio, non va negata ad alcuno, neppure al più piccolo e indifeso nascituro.
Pope Benedict said everyone, from the defenceless unborn to the gravely disabled, has the right to life, which is a gift of God. He also invited the faithful not to fall into the false trap of legitimizing euthanasia by thinking that life is at the disposal of pity. Many European nations are facing crucial decisions on social and bioethical issues in the coming months. The people of Portugal face a referendum on abortion. Italy's parliament is mulling the regularization of de facto couples, while in the United Kingdom the government has backed adoptions by same-sex couples. Sunday, February 4th, marks the Day for Life in Italy. In the opening lines of his Angelus address, Pope Benedict XVI gave his full support to the Italian bishop's appeal that men and women of goodwill love and desire life and defend it as a gift of God from its conception to its natural end.
Nella nostra diocesi di Roma inizia oggi la settimana della vita della famiglia.
Pope Benedict also praised the initiatives of his own diocese, the Diocese of Rome, which dedicated a series of workshops and prayer meetings to the theme of the family this week. The family, said the Pope, is the cradle of life and of every vocation. The family based on marriage is the natural environment in which to rear and educate children, thus assuring the stable future for all mankind. But, added Pope Benedict, family life today is undergoing a deep crisis and has to face multiple challenges. So it must be defended and protected, and we must also reevaluate its unrepeatable, unique nature. While this duty falls first and foremost upon the shoulders of the married couples themselves, it is also the duty of the church and public institutions to take pastoral and political steps to meet the needs of the newlyweds, the elderly and the new generations. The Pope added that for a serene family life, illuminated by faith and fear of God, also favours the flowering of vocations.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, preghiamo.
Pope Benedict concluded that we pray that by renewing our commitment to the institution of the family, our communities become places of hope, where in the midst of all our difficulties, we say yes to love and our desire for life, according to God's will.
Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.